At this time, I am pleased to present to you the pastor of the Petersville Baptist Church, Reverend Ollie W. Bolden. God bless you.
God bless each of you tonight. We are thankful to God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. I want to thank Lady B for inviting us to be your preacher for tonight, and we are believing God that God will speak to our hearts, and that you will receive a word from God tonight. And so we are grateful for each one of you that have called in tonight. You know, God is just good. We thank God for your faithfulness each week that you are calling in to the Dream Team Prayer Line, and also to tune in to the Facebook Live. We're just grateful to God for that. You know, before I get into the message for tonight, you know, I was just around here this morning, and all of a sudden it just dropped in my spirit, And I believe it was all my heart that God wanted me to let you know that he loves you. I mean, I don't care what you have done, what you're doing, God still loves you. Amen. Sometimes people feel that they are not loved, that nobody cares about them. But I believe with all of my heart that God wanted me to share this with you tonight, that he loves you. Amen. If nobody told you that today, I want you to know that God loves you. You are important to him. You are the apple of his eye. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are grateful to God for that. And I know I need to hear that sometime, that God loves you, man. Man, you know, God loves us. The Bible said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But, you know, it come personal when he said, God loves you. Amen. He loves you. He is concerned about you. He cares about you. You are important to him. My God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't even understand how important we are to God. God loves you. I want you to be encouraged tonight. Oh, praise God. That's not my message. I just wanted to share that with you. Because the day and time that we are living in, all we hear is negative stuff. But I want to say something positive to you tonight, that God cares about you. God loves you. He understands you. He knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. He loves you. All right, God bless you. We're getting ready to get into the Word for just a few moments, and we are going to the Book of Songs. Book of Songs tonight, the 30th division of songs. We want to start, and praise God, we want to start at verse number 4. Verse number 4, we're going to do 4 and 5, the 30th division of songs. Amen. It says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. You know, for his anger endureth but a moment, for in his favor is life. Weeping, this is what I'm going to talk to you about tonight. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I want to use a subject tonight, better days are coming. Better days are coming. Regardless of what you're going through now, better days are coming. Glory to God. I'm excited about that. Somebody say it with me tonight. Better days are coming. Amen. It's not going to be like this all the time. Not going to be down all the time. Not going to be broke all the time. Better days are coming. Not going to be sick all the time. Better days are coming. Now look what David said. David said here, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his. Sing unto the Lord, he said. Give, this just started praising him, started worshiping him, started honoring him. And he said, and give thanks unto at his remembrance of his holiness. Started just to remember his holiness. God is a holy God. And it just started just giving thanks for that, because God is going to do the right thing by his people. So he said, just go ahead on and just sing a song to him, and then give him thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. You see, God is not like man, but God, praise God, God, when man get upset with you, man wants nothing to do with you, but God is not like that. Amen. He said, at the remembrance of his holiness, amen, that God is going to do the right thing by his people. Then he goes on to say, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. Amen. If weeping endure for a night, yet as sure as the light of the morning return, so sure will joy and comfort return in a short time to the people of God. Can I read that one more time? If weeping endure for a night, yet, listen to this, yet as sure as the light of the morning return, so sure will joy and comfort return in a short time to the people of God. In other words, you may be going through something right now. This is a midnight experience. You're going through a nighttime experience. He said, but just as the light of the morning is going to return, you better thank God for it, for so sure your joy and comfort are going to return to you in just a short time. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever the devil is telling you, he said, you're not going to make it. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do that. Now, the Bible says here, and David is saying here, just a short time, just a short time, not a long time, just a short time. As my God, as we go through the night, I want you to know the light is going to come in the morning. It's going to return in the morning. Hallelujah. It may be dark in your life now. You may be going through some things right now, but I declare unto you tonight the word of God, joy is going to come back to you. Hallelujah. And in fact, one of the book of, I think, 2 Chronicles, he said, I will smile again. Yes, I'm going through some hard times now. I'm going through some difficult times now. I'm going through some troubled time now, but guess what? My God, joy going to come in the morning. And the Bible declared that the joy of the Lord is my strength. You see, what the devil is trying to do, he's trying to get us to get rid of joy. He don't want us to rejoice in the Lord. Again, the Philippians 4 said, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say unto you, rejoice. And he know that if you can rejoice in the Lord, you're going to have strength. Amen. It's the people that don't have no rejoicing in the Lord, the one that don't have joy. Amen. They have no strength. If you don't have joy, you do not have strength. Let me say that again. If you do not have joy, you do not have strength. But if you can learn how to rejoice in the Lord, even through tribulation, even through trials, even through disappointment, hallelujah, I'm still going to rejoice in the Lord. I am going to praise him. I'm going to glorify him. I'm going to magnify him, because I realize that better days are coming. Glory to God. I'm going through right now, but better days are coming. Hallelujah. That's what he said, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning, like a doctor that give you a shot. Praise God. The discomfort of that is only for momentarily, and God's anger is momentarily, but the good effect goes on for a long time. Let God's anger be a brief discomfort that help you repent and turn from your sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just like I was saying the other day, when you take a dose of, when we was coming along as a little child, my father used to give us a dose of castor. It didn't taste good at all. My God. It was very discomfort. Praise God. I mean, that taste just made you, my God, want to just run around the house or do something. But guess what? It helped you. It helps you in the long run. Glory to God. It didn't taste good, but it did something good for you. And then here, this is what David is saying. You're going through right now and don't feel good, but it's good for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we go to 2 Chronicles and verse 4 and 17. He said, for our light affliction. Look what Paul said. Paul said, these light affliction, the things that we are going through, he said, they only light affliction. Glory to God. The only light affliction, which is but for a moment, is not going to last forever, saints. Let me tell you something. What you're going through, whatever you're going through, is not going to last forever. It's only for a moment. Hallelujah. It is working for us for a far and more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. What you're going through is only for a moment. You have to encourage yourself. You got to let yourself know, say, yes, I'm going through right now, but it's only for a moment. God's going to bring me out. He already told you weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He already let you know that going through that midnight experience, that when morning comes, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new joy. Glory to God. And then we read in the Message Bible, it said this, we are not giving up. That's what the Message Bible said. Although these light affliction that we are going through is only for a moment, working for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, the Message Bible said, so we are not going to give up. How can we give up? Glory to God. I'm going through, but how in the world we can think about giving up? All that God has done for you and I, how can he even enter our mind to give up? My God, not even entertaining that thought of giving up. Hallelujah. God been too good to me to give up. Oh, glory to God. My Lord, don't let me get too excited. Even though on the outside, it often look like the things are falling apart. It may look like it on the outside that things are falling apart on us, but on the inside, where God is working and making new life in us, not a day go by without his unfolding grace to us. Amen. Let me read that again. He said that we are not going to give up. We can't give up. So look at somebody at your house and tell them that I can't give up. Amen. I will not give up. I can't give up. Amen. I don't even consider giving up. Amen. When I'm going through, God going to bring me out. I am not going to give up. Even though on the outside, it seems like things are falling apart on us. Amen. Praise God, you're going through sickness. My God, you get through out of one sickness, seem like another sickness coming upon you. Headache, and by my God, when you get rid of the headache, your back hurting. My God, get rid of the backache. My God, your feet hurting. But that's all right. Seem like you're falling apart sometimes. But that's all right. I'm not going to give up, because on the inside, oh, glory to God. I said on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day go by without his unfolding grace. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to work this thing out. These things that I'm talking about, God is going to work them out. Hallelujah. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times. Let me read that again. It said, these hard times are small potatoes, hallelujah, compared to the coming of the good time. In other words, what you're going through now, good time's going to come. Amen. I tell you, better days are coming. Amen. It may seem rough right now, but that better days are coming. Amen. And the lavish celebration prepared for us. My God, we can't give up. God has prepared something better for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then in Psalm 118 and verse number 1, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Amen. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Verse number 6. Now, then we go to verse number 14. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. Can I read that one more time? I feel that somebody getting blessed right now. I feel that in your home, somebody's raising their hand and praising God. I believe that somebody's getting encouraged tonight. I believe that somebody is being strengthened tonight. I believe that somebody going to say, better days are coming. I feel better than when I first came on the line. I feel better now, because the word of God will set you free. And then go back to Psalms 118 and 1 again. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy is endureth forever. My God, we got new mercy every day that we wake up. God, give us brand new mercy. Hallelujah. He don't let us have the old mercy that we had yesterday. When we woke up this morning, he got brand new mercy. Oh, glory to God. He said, oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks. Somebody in your home right now listening to me tonight, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. You look at what God has done for us. Look at where God done brought us from. Look at what God is allowing to happen to us. My God, we're living in houses that we never thought we'd live in, driving cars never thought we'll be able to drive, working on jobs that we never thought that we'll be employed by. But look at what God has done for us. We got food on our table. We got health and strength. Praise God. And we need to give God glory. We need to give God honor. We need to give God praise, for the Lord is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You said, Pastor, you don't understand. I got pain in my body, but the Lord still is good. Hallelujah, because you're able to feel the pain. Glory to God. God is good. I don't care how we look at it. God is still good. Amen. The Bible said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And then verse number number six, he said, the Lord is on my side. How can we lose, saints? How can we not make it when the Lord is on my side? The Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, God, I thank you tonight. Who shall I fear? I will not fear. What can man do to me? The man of God said, the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. I want you to know tonight again, my God, I want you to know tonight again, better days are coming. Let me give you one more scripture, then I'm going in prayer. Hallelujah. It's in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse number 15 and verse number 17. He said, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Or in other words, daddy, my hallelujah. My papa. Amen. The spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Verse number 17 said, and if we are children, then heirs of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. If so it be that we suffer with him, then that we may also glorify together. Listen to this. If we shrink back in the day of trial, we will lose something valuable. You will not lose your salvation, but you can certainly lose some of the reward God has intended to give you. Oh, glory to God. I thank you, Lord, for the word of God tonight. Better days are coming. Glory to God. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Amen. Hang in there. Praise God. Get your hands in God's hand. Hold on. Praise God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Like my pastor used to say, Pastor Benjamin Smith said, when you come to the end of your rope, tie it in a knot and hold on for dear life. Amen. Better days are coming. Oh, glory to God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, we stand upon this word of God tonight. We stand upon your promises tonight. Oh, Father God, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Oh, Father God, we thank you for being our God, for being our Lord, for being our Master. We thank you, Lord, for last night as we slumber and slept, you woke us this morning and had taken us through another day, God, with no danger, hurt, harm come upon us. And God, we got to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for better days are coming. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in. We thank you for our joy, Lord. Thank you for the joy of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we're rejoicing in you. We're not rejoicing in things. We're not rejoicing in materialistic gain. We're rejoicing in you. Hallelujah. We're rejoicing because our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We are rejoicing because we know you as our Lord and our Savior. We are rejoicing because, God, that you have written our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. We are rejoicing because you are our Lord. You are our Master. You are our King. Hallelujah. You know as much as how much we can bear. We are rejoicing because we are your children. You adopted us into the family of God, brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We are rejoicing tonight. The joy of the Lord is my strength. God, we sing new songs to you. We sing a song to you tonight, God. Hallelujah. How we made it over. Our soul look back and wonder how we made it over. No, it's only you that we made it this far. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the Dream Team prayer line. God, we thank you, Lord, that every week that a word go forth and prayer go forth, God, we ask you to continue to bless it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless every person on the line tonight that call in and said, my God, that wanted help, that need prayer tonight, that need deliverance tonight, that need healing tonight, whatever the need is in their life tonight, oh, Lord God, we pray for them. You said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing in your name. You are in the midst of blessed the needed one. Father, I thank you that when you come in the midst, something always good always happens. When you come in the midst, deliverance always comes. When you come in the midst, healing always comes. When you come in the midst, God, joy comes. When you come in the midst, Lord, and we thank you that you're in the midst right now as we are praying together. My God, some of the saints are at home, some on the job, some riding in the car, wherever they are, God, you are coming in the midst. And I thank you, Lord, that when you come, healing come, deliverance come. My God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for visiting us. Thank you for being in our presence, Lord. We thank you that we are in your presence and you are in our presence. We thank you, Lord, you're in our homes, you're in our cars, wherever we are, you're right there. And God, we pray tonight that you'll just move mightily by your Spirit. You say that my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal the land. God, our land need healing. Oh, God, our churches need to be revived. God, we need you in a day and time that we're living in. Oh, Father, we call upon your name tonight. We seek you with our whole heart. Amen. God, we call upon you with our whole heart. You told us to seek you when you can be found, while you can be found. Call upon you while you are near. And God, we're calling upon you tonight. We're seeking you tonight. We're blessing your name. I will bless the Lord at all time, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father, we're praying for your people tonight. God, we're praying for Sister Mary Brown, God, Deaconess Mary Brown. God, we're praying right now, even as we pray right now, God, lay your hands right there, right on her, Lord. I don't have to send you there because you're already there. God, lay your hands on her. Touch her right now. Bring deliverance, bring healing. If that will be done, God, touch Deacon Walter Brown, Father. Touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the mother of our church, Mother Dolores Licken. God, give her strength in her body. God, we ask you to touch her right now, God. Oh, Father God, you told me that we can ask anything in your name, and you will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We ask you to touch her right now. Bring strength to her right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Miss Virginia Monroe. Oh, Father God, bring healing to her body. Heal her right now, Father. Even as I'm praying right here, you're right there. Heal her right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Shirley Brown. Oh, Father God, that you continue to strengthen her, that you continue to, oh, God, the doctor done what they could do, but God, the rest is up to you. Bring complete healing to her body. Continue to strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your people. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Reverend Anderson. God, we ask you to touch her body. Touch her right now, God. Every Sunday, she said, something is going on every Sunday, but I pray right now that this Sunday will be a good Sunday, that you'll touch her from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet right now, even as I pray. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the answer in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are going through, that need jobs. We pray that you give them jobs, Lord, in Jesus' name. Those young people that are praying for a husband, praying for a wife, oh, Lord, bring it to the pass in their lives. Oh, Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you because you are God all by yourself. You are prayer answering God. We thank you for it. We're praying for every pastor. We're praying for every evangelist, every bishop, everywhere, God. We're praying for our country. We're praying for our president all over the world. Your will be done, God. Put God in the councils around them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. God, we pray that you sanctify, set our church on fire. Not only our church, but all of the churches. Help us to seek you with our whole hearts like never before. Have our own way in the name of Jesus. Oh, get glory to yourself, Lord. We are praying for Miss Betty and David. God, I want you to encourage her tonight. In the name of Jesus, the sermon that I preach tonight, better days are coming. God, quicken it into her heart, Lord. Let her know that better days are coming. In the name of Jesus, I curse the pain in her body. In Jesus' name, God, bring complete healing to her right now, even as I pray. God, I pray for Sasha. God, I pray that you'll just touch her, God, that you'll bring complete deliverance and healing to her body. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for every person on this line tonight. I pray for Lady B that you will come bring complete healing to her body in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring healing, Lord. Touch her body, touch her mind, touch her spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I bless you tonight. I glorify you tonight. I worship you tonight. I honor you tonight. Oh, somebody praise him tonight. Give him glory. If you believe that God heard your prayer, if you believe that God is doing things in your life, oh, glorify him tonight. Worship him tonight. Honor him tonight. He's going to do it for you. He already has done it for you. We thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, you said, what things soever we desire when we pray, believe that we have it and we shall have it. God, we thank you that we have it already because you said it in your word, and we stand upon your word. Your word can't fail. We stand upon your word in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for all the bereaved family all over the world. God, just comfort their hearts, strengthen them. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, God. God, comfort them, God. Touch them, God. Encourage them, Lord. In Jesus' name, let your will be done. Oh, Father, we honor you tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She's going to unmute these lines. And I'm going to come back and we will praise God. Line is unmuted. Yes. Come on, let's give God glory.
Yes,
come
God,
on, let's give him praise. Come on. My God, if you believe it, come on, give him praise. If you don't believe it, don't say nothing. But if you believe it, come on, give him the praise. Come on. It's a time to shout. It's a time to praise him. It's a time to glorify him. My God, we magnify him. We honor him. It's a time to get excited about God. It's time to get excited about him. Hallelujah. Devil, you're not going to shut my mouth up. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to glorify him. I'm going to magnify, I'm going to worship him because he's been mighty good to me. Hallelujah. He's been mighty good to me. He's been mighty good to me. He's been mighty good to me. And I thank you for it. I thank you for the answer. Thank you for the answer. Come on, you praise him. My God, if he touched you tonight, you praise him. Praise him like I'm praising him. Don't worry about nobody else looking at you. My God, you praise him. You give him the glory. You give him the honor. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you praise him, he'll bless you. If you praise him, he'll bless you. I said, if you praise him, he'll bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Don't you feel him, saints? Don't you feel the presence of God? Don't you feel his power? Don't you feel his anointing? Don't you feel his freedom? Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Somebody shout, the better days are coming. Better days are coming for me. Better days are coming for me. I'm going through a better days are coming for me. Hallelujah. Better days are coming for me. Hallelujah. Better days are coming for me. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it. I thank you for it.
I thank you for everything.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in thank
the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, I tell you, the Lord has spoken to us tonight. Amen. The Lord has spoken to us tonight.
Yes,
amen. If you are blessed tonight, if you are blessed tonight, I want you to text me after I get off here, and I want you to tell me, Pastor, I was blessed tonight. I really was blessed. I really was blessed tonight. I want you to text me when you get off, when I get off the line. When you get off the line, I want you to text me tonight and say, Lord, have blessed me tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to God that Lady B allowed me to be on tonight. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has spoken tonight. Better days are coming. Glory to God. God bless all of you. God bless you. Keep rejoicing. Keep praising God. I'm looking to hear from you tonight.
Can't
get off the air. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to say goodnight to you, and I want to hear from you when I get off the line. Amen. That you was blessed tonight. In Jesus' name. I love you. Jesus love you. Lady B love you. Until the until Sunday morning, we'll see you Sunday morning. God say the same. And with that, I'm going to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Good. Good. Captain and Jordan.
Huh?
Captain and Jordan last night.
Was you? She listened to?
Yeah, she was here when she came on. She listened to the whole thing.
Listened to the wife?
Pastor Bowman was on last night. He was on again tonight.
Oh, he was on Tuesday night.
Yeah, on Tuesday night from 8 to 8:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where he come on Tuesday. She come on Wednesday night. Okay.